Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the Pokestar Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner. And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello and welcome to Puckle Game Corner. I'm your host, Professor Snag, and today we have quite an episode for you. Last month, we had our PuckleCon in Dayton, Ohio, and I decided instead of doing a regular Game Corner episode, what we do is we gather whoever wanted to play games at PuckleCon, and we just had some very loose games, and it was a great time. We got some show favorites, some newcomers. It's a great time. Have a listen. I think you're all going to really, really enjoy it. So with that, let's get into our first game.
And now, we're contractually obligated to play Blimp Hikers.
All right, Puckalonians, we are here at PuckleCon, and we are with our one of our contestants here. We have Claude9, a familiar voice to the show. Say hello, Claude.
Hello, how are you guys?
I'm doing good. How have you been enjoying PuckleCon so far?
I love it. I'm super happy. It's a lot of fun.
Maybe I should actually put the microphone in front of your face, though.
Yeah, that might help. I'm having a blast. I love it. So much fun.
Good. Really glad that you're able to make it out here and play some games with us. I think it's been a good weekend so far as well. So, awesome. So, the game that you selected to play is we're going to be doing Cliff Hiker. And the Pokemon that I selected for you is Jumpluff.
Fun.
So let's go ahead and see what do you know about Jumpluff. So let me get the information in front of myself here for a moment here. Jumpluff, of course, is the third stage in the Hoppip line. So I guess the first question I will ask you in for Cliff Hiker is, at what level does Skiploom evolve into Jumpluff?
Gosh, I know it's earlier on. I think it's somewhere between 28 and 32 is the first guess I have off the top of my head. I'm going to say 28.
28. Okay, so now I jumped right into this. I forgot to ask, what Pokemon do you want to use as your cliff hiking Pokemon?
If I'm hiking up a cliff, it's definitely going to be with a Magby.
Magby. Okay, so your Magby is hopping up that cliff, and he's taking a couple steps. Actually, that's a lie. He's not taking a couple steps. He's taking one step. He's going one step up the mountain because levels up evolves at level 27.
So close.
But still, very good. A great start. Remember, folks, with Cliff Hiker, so he gets... we just had the level up question. We're also going to ask him a move question that he'll learn by level up, as well as its national Pokedex number. And so with that, his Magby's going to be walking down the path, and we're going to see how far it goes. All right, so nicely done. So you have 1 point so far, a great, great start to the game. All right. Now, as you are aware, Jumpluff is a very fluffy Pokemon.
Very fluffy.
Yeah, definitely. And so it actually learns the level Cotton Spore.
Cotton Spore.
Yes. At what level would it learn Cotton Spore?
Okay, let's see. Cotton Spore. So it doesn't learn that before it evolves to Skiploom, so it's after 16. It doesn't seem like it'd be a move that it would get later on. Like, it doesn't have a deep move pull either. It probably caps out moves somewhere around 45, maybe 48-ish at the most. I would say, let's see. And Jumpluff learning it I'm going to guess it's somewhere like 33.
33. Okay, well, your Bagby, after taking one sip, is kind of like, you know, I got to get into shape. I got to work off this tummy here.
That's not good.
And so he starts walking down the path, works up a little bit of a jog. He gets about another 11 more paces down the path. Actually learns at level 44.
44?
Yeah, and in regards to the level that it learns some things, it actually learns it well past. It learns U-turn and worry seed and memento all the way up to 69.
My gosh, I forgot how Sun and Moon makes these dex moves so much later on.
Although overall, still a very good job. You're only 12 steps down the path. Now this is the part that's going to make or break. So Jumpluff obviously is a Generation 2 Pokemon, and so of course we're going to ask, what is the national Pokedex number for it?
Okay, national dex. Let's see, you have 151, you got starting 9. Let's see, you have the Centret for it, Lady Baladian, Spinarak, Hoot Hoot. What else would you encounter? I think you'd encounter the Mareep line beforehand. Maybe? Is there anything else in the way of the game that you would encounter before you got to Jumpluff? So if you add all that up, that's looking like, I think it's 173, but I'm going to go with, let's see, you probably have Crobat in there somewhere. Maybe it's 174 or 5? It's somewhere in that range. I know it's below 200. Okay, so it's somewhere within that.
Although even just guessing 200 would put you in a pretty nice range.
Yes, it would. But I know who 200 is from the last time, last game corner. I think it's like, I'm going to go 176.
All right, 176. All right, so your Magby starts hopping down the trail. Needs to get a little more exercise. Not a whole lot more, though. It's walking down the path, hopping along, spouting off a couple of embers here and there. And it just about doubles how far it's gone already. It takes another 13 steps down the path. Its actual Pokedex number is 189. 189, yeah.
So much before it that I missed.
Yeah, let me take a quick look here at what else is before it. You'll see here, you're missing... So, like, Politoed, Sudowoodo...
Sudowoodo is before it?
Most of the babies, like the Pichu, the Cleffa, the Igglypuff, the Togepi,
Gen 2 is not in order of when you see them.
I know, Gen 2 is so messed up, that's right, but...
My gosh.
Overall, though, you still took a total of 25 steps down the mountain, which is a very good score, especially if you're doing this all on your own. So.
Yeah.
So, nicely done. Thank you very much for playing with us, Claude, and we'll catch you in the Tournament of Champions coming up.
Of course.
All right, we'll get you folks on the flip-flop.
And now, let's play Where in the World is Looker?
All right, hello again, Puckalonians. We are still here at PuckleCon, and we are playing Where in the World is Looker with a Game Corner favorite. We have 10 little men. Go ahead and say hello.
Oh, hey, Snag. Having a great time at PuckleCon so far, but I know we're in a bit of a time crunch here. I imagine you've been playing with a lot of people so far, so I'm ready to get right into it.
You're actually the second person I've done this with, but we're trying to get a handful more on, but very glad to have you on here. So, anyways, let's get right into the game here. As a reminder, folks, Tendleman is going to be asking yes or no questions in order to figure out where Looker is hiding. Now, I will give you a hint that Looker is on the tail of Team Magma. So with that, you may begin.
Okay, so first, I should ask, is Looker in a city or town?
No.
Okay, is Looker on the western half of the in-game map? So that'd be essentially using Mauville City as the dividing line. Is it before or after you get Surf?
This might make this a really short game, we'll say, but I can't answer that question.
So, if he is not on the west side or on the east side of Mauville City, I imagine that's looking Like, I've narrowed it down a fair amount. Okay, I'm trying to think of what landmarks are adjacent to Mauville City. Is it route name places, or can it be, like, notable locations?
Notable locations.
Okay. Is he on the bicycle path?
No.
Okay. Is Looker... Well, I guess I can probably try to narrow it down more. Is this location by lots of water?
I would say yes.
You'd say yes. Okay. So I'm thinking it's either on the abandoned ship or otherwise known as Seamallville, if we're doing remake Hoenn. Or it could be the Trick House? But I am going to guess. Is he... Oh, it could be New Mauville, because that's not a city. Is this place one of the Mauville experiment sites?
No.
Okay, so it's not Mauville. Well, I guess I'm not even sure. Is this location north of Mauville City on the map?
I don't think I have the answer to that.
I'm going to assume this is a location that does not appear on the map?
Again, I may just be remembering the map poorly.
Okay. This is a
location that, to my recollection, doesn't show up on the map.
Okay, so this is a location that does not show up on the map. Thank you for giving me that hint before I walk myself in too many circles. If this is a location that doesn't appear on the map, per se...
Alright, let me make a correction here. I won't count these questions against you, but according to Bulbapedia, this location would not be north, and it would be west.
It would be west. Okay. Okay. Okay, so, knowing that this is to the southwest of Mauville City, it could be any of the Petalburg area, starting around there. I guess, a question...
Oh, I got my directions wrong. It's east.
Okay. Knowing that is southeast of Mauville City, I'm thinking... Pacifilog, the underwater ruins, the underwater area, lead forest, Utopolis, by lots of water. So it's not a city or a town though. So it's not Pacifilog Town or Evergrande City or Utopolis City. So is this place closely tied to the legendaries
of the region?
No.
Okay, so it's not the Reggie area. It's not the Magma Hideout, which would be a good place for Looker to look for Team Magma. Is Looker at Mount Chimney?
No.
Oh no, I got my mountains backwards. I was thinking Mount Pyre, but that also doesn't work, so...
So I know this folks at home are listening, but Ten Little Men is allowed a map. He's looking at a map of the Hoenn region. And with this, I will just say that your map may be too advanced.
Ah, okay. That is good to know. So if I'm looking to the not north and the not west of Mauville... And that leaves Dutopolis, Evergrande, Pacifilog. Is this location on the same line, like grid line of the map as Mauville City? On the same T-shaped line?
I would say no. According to the map that you're looking at, if you were to go perpendicular, if you were to go north, south, east, west from Mauville, you would not directly hit this city.
Okay.
Now, Ten Little Men, with Gen 3 being one of your favorite generations, what's something that people, like, really loved in Gen 3?
Oh, we loved our water in Gen 3. You know, it's basically the defining feature of Gen 3. You know, everyone loves going for a nice ocean tour. I'm trying to think of relevant areas in the middle. Is this location the Mirage Island?
It's not. I don't think I'd do it quite that dirty.
Oh, that would have been a good one, though. That would have been a good one.
But let's just say you're on the right track.
Okay. So
at least in my opinion, that may screw you up. But anyway.
Okay. I am happy. I just remembered that I asked the legendary question because I was just about to guess the sky pillar, but that's probably not it. In our favorite watery areas, to the southeast of Mauville City. Oh, Victory Road is a really nice place.
But is that like a hallmark of like Gen 3, like something that's like in Gen 3 that people loved?
No, it really.
And that people wanted back.
Yeah, no, not quite. But Gen 3, things people wanted back. We are talking Gen 3, not the remakes, right? Because the Dex Nav is not a location.
We are talking specifically about Gen 3. We're talking about something that was in Gen 3.
Oh, but may not have come back.
Okay, so I finally managed to piece it together. I am feeling a little rough right now. This is what I get for playing too much Ruby and not enough Pokemon Emerald. I think I might have it now. Is Looker at the Battle Frontier?
Looker is at the Battle Frontier. Yes, it is. All right. Gentlemen, as always, thank you for playing with us. I'm glad you're able to find Looker. And hey, I hope you have a good rest of PuckleCon.
Yeah, you too. It was great to be here. Thanks.
All right, folks, we'll catch you on the flip-flop.
Do you have long commutes to work or school and no reliable way to pass the time? Are you tired of listening to boring podcasts about obscure topics and only at a moderate volume? Then maybe you should try Loudred Audiobooks. Our resident Loudred will loudly read a wide selection of open source classics to you, including The Old Man and the Cedra, of Merrill and Machamp, and even Lord of the Cutie Flies. For the low price of $5 Pokemon a month, you can even access more recent bestsellers such as 50 Shades of Spoink and The Girl with the Dragonite Tattoo. Loudred Audiobooks. Books read loud!
It's time to play. Are you a boy or a girl?
All right, and welcome back, Puckalonians. We are here for our next game at Game Corner at PuckleCon. And I'm really excited to have these next two gentlemen on the show. They made their way from, where do you guys come from again?
Huntington, Indiana.
Huntington, Indiana. So a couple hour drive for them to make it here just to hang out with the Puckalonians. We have Cody. I keep wanting to call you Andy for some reason.
Sure,
but,
Andy, that'll
work. But we have Cody. Go ahead and say hi.
Hello, this is Cody.
And his buddy Alex, who made the trip down with him.
What's up?
Now, you guys haven't been listening to Puckle for terribly long. In fact, Alex, you've only heard a few episodes of the show.
Yeah, like one episode, actually. But I've had a lot of fun here, so
awesome. We're glad to hear that. But Cody has been listening for a while, knows most of the personalities. So, hey, just really glad you guys can make it down here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm glad to finally put a face to all the voices I've been hearing on the radio.
All right, so we are going to play Are You a Boy or a Girl? As a quick recap of the rules, you're going to be asking yes or no questions about this character that I've picked out.
Okay.
And you're going to try and figure out who it is. The only yes or no question that you don't have to ask is the first one. That is traditionally, are you a boy or a girl?
Okay.
So, who would like to start? Who would like to have the first question? We'll have you alternate.
Sure, I'll take the first one.
All right.
Are you a boy or a girl?
This character is a boy.
Interesting.
Oh, sounds like Brock to me.
All right. Let's go. Is this character from Generation? Originally from Generation 1?
No.
Is this character a gym leader?
No.
Yeah, I should have listened. I should have thought about that.
Gym leader is a great question, by the way.
Is this character a champion or Elite Four member?
Yes. Champion or Elite Four member.
Is this character from Generation 3?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so that's 5.
All right.
Yes. Well, I guess unless you include Emerald. Okay. Because there's 5 people. It's the 4 Elite Fours, yes. And then Steven. But in Emerald.
Okay, but it's a male. So it's either Sydney,
that's right.
Drake, Steven, or Wallace.
Okay. So should we just say, are they a champion? Like, that would narrow it down to two or three.
Well, ask if they have white hair, because Drake has white hair and Steven has white hair. So that,
either way, it's two and three.
Okay.
So.
Well, it's up to you.
Okay. Is this person a champion in the game?
No.
Okay. So I'm assuming, I guess we, unless we're missing something, we can assume it's an Elite Four.
Okay, yeah. Is this character Sydney?
It is Sydney,
oh,
yes. Nicely done in seven questions. That's really impressive. That's even for a regular show, that's really good. Yeah, it was Sydney. I want to pick out one that's a little obscure, but something you'd hopefully be familiar with, too. So, nicely done. Seven questions to pick out Sydney.
Yeah.
All right. So, awesome. Way to go, guys. What has been your favorite part about PuckleCon so far?
I would have to say the Pokemon card tournament because. Okay.
I forgot to mention. I just introduced these guys as Cody and Alex, but Cody participated in our TCG tournament and he won it. And you basically haven't played this game or not for many years.
So as a kid, Alex and I would play cards, but we played it the way wrong way. So.
I think we all do.
Yeah. So I learned a couple years ago and kind of forgot, but I came and I learned and I won. So it was really fun.
And what deck were you playing?
Garchomp deck, which worked really well for me.
Fantastic. Yes. And by the way, this was the theme deck tournament, so we were all kind of on even playing field, but man, that deck is really good. But I'm sure you played it great, so awesome job. Well, again, thank you guys again very much for coming. Before I close out, Alex, what was your favorite part so far?
I don't know. I like being able to be around people and talk about Pokemon and just kind of be in my element and... you know, nerd out a little bit.
Awesome, fantastic. Well, again, thank you guys very much for being on the show. Thank you for coming. Glad to be able to have you on.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Puckalonians. Thanks for listening to Game Corner on Puckle Plus. If you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss an episode of Game Corner, the TCG Cast, or any of the other great shows you find here. Come hang out with us on our Discord server where you can chat with hosts and other members of our community. Make sure you like and follow us on all of our social media outlets like Facebook and Twitter to keep up to date with all the Puckle news. Check us out on Twitch, where each week Jushiro plays the TCG online and Thatch does viewer battles. And finally, if you want to support us financially, there are a few ways you can do that. Either by joining our Patreon as a monthly donor, where you can get some exclusive Puckle items, or by buying a shirt from our Tee Public store. Either way, you get some pretty cool swag for doing so. Catch you on the flip-flop!
It's time to play Fuchsia City Feud!
Hello again, Puckalonians. It is Professor Snag here, and we are at PuckleCon After Hours. We are currently sitting at a pub waiting for our food to come, and we are going to play some Fuchsia City Feud. We have... two teams here with some exceptional players with us. Let's first introduce you to the first team, the Tentacools. We have
Sublime,
Basket,
and Bozifus.
And their opponents for Fuchsia City Feud are going to be Help Us, We Have Mrs. T. And this team consists of
Claude9,
Mrs. T,
and Thatch.
Alrighty, folks. So we are going to play Fuchsia City Feud. I will hopefully have some sort of explanation of the rules in here. I'll drop that in there somewhere. Anyway, I have randomly generated what stat and what type it's going to be. We're looking for the top five or so Pokemon of this type, and let me see what those are going to be. Alright, I'm not sure how balanced this is going to be, but we are looking for the top... we'll shoot for the top five. There are actually seven. There's a big tie in there.
Can we just get like any five?
We'll do any five. Still three strikes. We're looking for the top five bug Pokemon in terms of HP.
Top HP.
Okay.
So it'd be you first, right?
Oh, that sounds harder.
Yeah. So. We'll play as many as you. So anyway, so let's go ahead and start out with Sublime. We're looking for the top five bug Pokemon for HP.
I'm going to guess that Buzzwole might be on there.
Buzzwall for 500 points. Number one, nicely done, Sublime. You hit number one for that. All right, Basket, moving on to you. We're looking for, again, top five bug Pokemon.
Scolipede.
Scolipede. Let's check my phone. Survey says Scolipede is not in the top five. That is your first strike.
He's not addicted to these batteries, but he's crazy.
All right, so that's the first strike. You do have 500 points on the board. Both of us, we're looking for bug types with the best HP stat.
I want to say Genesect.
Genesect. Let's take a look here. That is unfortunately not part of it. You got the second strike. Back to Sublime.
The struggle is real, you guys. Give me a minute.
the struggle bug is real?
The struggle bug is we're on the struggle bug right now, which is next to the struggle bus. How about they have two strikes now too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, it's riding on me. Why? At least I got us on the board. Let me think for a minute. It's how about no. Wait. There's a grass bug I'm thinking of that's not Parasect. What was the other grass bug? We've been drinking.
And you know, you guys can do this as a team. Sublime will give the answer. But since you have two strikes, you guys can talk it over as a team. Yep.
Okay.
What about Scizor?
Isn't the worst choice,
I feel like?
You're thinking of Levani.
Oh, you're right, and it's not that. No, there's another one in Gen 7. I could have sworn.
Seven.
Don't worry about it. We're not gonna do that. How about we go with not Levani. That's gonna be frail.
Sorry.
What about Escavalier?
Serena's Monograss. Escavalier's not a bad guess. Let's try that. Escavalier.
Escavalier?
I like that one better.
You think? All right. Yeah.
The first one's not even that.
Because I don't think Escavalier's on the list.
All right, tying for spot 4 and 5, Excavalier. We'll get you 200 points.
What was that?
I think we still have two, though.
Let's hold off on giving those off until we've actually finished this off. All right, so you guys have another one selected for your next guess?
Scizor.
Scizor.
Okay.
Is incorrect, unfortunately, earning you your third strike.
So which one do you want to go with?
Now, going to team help us.
Oh, okay, so we got three options.
You actually have, you can hit on four. You can have four options.
But we have three that we're thinking of.
But that was our hard
and
one.
Like, the three that we're looking at are Yen Mega, Galissapod, and Volcarona.
Yeah. It'd be great if that was all
it might be, though.
As a reminder, folks, whatever answer you give, if you get it right, you just steal those points. Those are the only points that you steal.
Yeah. So which one do you want to go with?
I feel better about Galissapod. I feel better about the Galissapod. I think they're all right, but I feel like Galissapod's much more bulky than the rest of them.
Okay, I'm totally down with that.
Let's do it. Galissapod.
All right, the answer is Galissapod. And that is unfortunately just out of the top five. So the Tentacools earned the 700 points.
Oh my gosh.
Number one, as you said, was Buzzwall with 107, followed by Yanmega at 86.
Yanmega!
Oh, that's low.
Volcarona at 85.
I thought that would be too frail.
Heracross and Mega Heracross at 80.
Oh my God, you're right.
And Vivian and Excelgor are also at 80.
Hold on. Vivian. You're telling me
Vivian is in the top and 5 for Excelgor? HP in bug?
Man. Yes.
I knew Yanmega was up there.
I would not have guessed Excelgor just because of where Escavalier landed.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought Scavalier had low HP.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. Again, this was
that is a tricky one.
And again, this was completely randomly generated.
Maybe
so.
It shouldn't be.
No, I'm loving this one.
That was hard. We did get points.
Yeah, we learned more.
All right, so going over to Team Help Us, this is your opportunity. Let's see how well you can do. We are now looking for the Water-type Pokemon. Top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It is exactly 5.
Okay.
Exactly top 5 water Pokemon in terms of special attack.
Are you kidding me?
Randomly generated Sublime.
Okay.
Who wants to start?
Okay, let's start with a Primal Kyogre.
Number one for 500 points.
Oh, Suicune.
Suicune is not.
Suicune's bulky.
It's bulky, not strong.
Not in the top five for special attack. Thatch, what do you got?
Attack, man. Oh, man. Let's see. Let's see. Is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Mega Blastoise because I can.
I want the strike, but it's okay.
Mega Blastoise is actually number six.
Oh.
Earning you your second strike. All right, so back to Claude 9. Now, since this is you have two strikes, you can work as a team.
Palkia comes to mind.
Palkia is good. I like Palkia.
It's time for two or three.
Trying to think of... regular Kyogre is also probably...
Regular Kyogre!
Ash Greninja is definitely up
there. Oh my gosh, yeah, okay.
Right, Ash Greninja, let's go Ash Greninja first.
Ash Greninja is number two.
Yeah,
I remember this.
Okay, so let's just say Kyogre. Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with Kyogre.
Kyogre for number three for 300 points.
Palkia is an option to come to mind.
Even like regular.
Regular Greninja, maybe.
Greninja's not.
No.
Like
yeah.
It's too low. I think of other water types that have high special attack.
Not Mega Blastoise.
I mean, Mega Blastoise is relatively high. It's like sixth.
Why don't you try Mega Swamper?
No, because that's high attack. It's a high attack.
In case you didn't hear it, Sublime just suggested Mega Swampert.
Yeah, I know that one. I mean, let's lock in Palkia.
Yeah, let's go Palkia.
It's tied with Kyogre.
Palkia for number four, yes.
Yes, it was tied.
One more.
Special attack. All right, yes, one more. So it's this. You either get all the points or the other team will have an opportunity to pick off the last little bit here.
I don't know.
Wait, it's Claude. Make Claude do it. Make him lose.
Unless it's like Clauncher, but I think it's...
That'd be...
Do it. Let's... No.
It's worth Mega Blastoise.
Any other Water Megas?
Water Megas.
That's attack.
Yeah, two Mega Gyarados. That's a good choice.
We're gonna put you guys on.
There is no helping here.
We're gonna put you on the clock for 10 seconds.
You can hear it in August.
Just log in, Clutch.
It's Clutch.
Yeah,
whichever is the evolved one.
All right, Clawitzer is not correct. All right, Team Tentacools, can you steal?
On the board, I just want to confirm the first through fourth were Primal Kyogre, Ash Greninja, and Palkia.
Not in that order, but yes.
Yes, because Ash Greninja is number two by like 4 points or something. Yeah. And the other two are tied.
I'm just running through them in my head.
High special attack.
It's not Gen 6.
Wait, what about Gen 4? Tapu Fini. No. Tapu Fini is also not strong at all. It is not Tapu Fini, I assure you.
You should answer Tapu Fini.
Stop. You should have answered Tapu Fini.
Tapu Fini.
You should have done Tapu Fini after your Suicune.
You should have done Rock and Roller like I suggested.
Rock and Roller, that's the answer.
No. How about we go with...
I'm trying to think of anything that does...
Special attacks. Let's go with Volcanion.
Yeah, Volcanion.
All right, a valiant effort with Volcanion, but that is unfortunately incorrect. With a special attack of 140, it is Wishiwashi School Form.
I totally forgot about that, Wishiwashi. Can we get an easy category now, like that?
All right, nice round. I will tell you, folks, I think we will continue playing this, but we'll do it off-air, so I don't have to edit so much more of this. But thank you all for playing this. It was fun to get this in here. And, maybe we'll get a round of Pokemon 15 questions going on later. We'll see. All right, we'll catch you guys on the flip-flop.
I'll let you.
It's time for Who's That Pokemon?
All right, Puckalonians, we are ready for our last game. We are playing Pokemon 15 Questions. Our co-hosts are going to be asking yes or no questions to determine what Pokemon I've picked out for them. They cannot ask any questions about Dex number. They can't ask anything about is it in Gen 1 or what generation is it from. They're playing as if they are in the world of Pokemon, and they can only ask questions of that nature. And so just to give you some context, we are traveling home from PuckleCon. I'm squeezing out every little bit of time I have with these folks. And so we have what we call the Missouri crew. We have our driver.
Viger.
And?
Bozovis.
And?
Zekrom.
All right, so who would like to start? I have the Pokemon picked out for you. Who's going to start?
Let's give it to Vigor.
Hey, Vigor.
Go ahead and ask the first question.
Is it a dual type?
Yes, this Pokemon is a dual type.
Is it evolved?
This Pokemon is not evolved.
Is this Pokemon a... Wait, does it have the potential to evolve at all?
Yes, it can evolve.
Okay. First evolution Pokemon.
It's a basic.
And it is a dual type?
Dual type basic.
Does this Pokemon share a typing with any of the starters? So fire, water, grass, fighting.
So any starter ever?
Main game starters.
Main game starters.
That's going to get really complicated.
Okay, so you're asking to share typing with any main game starter, and I assume you're including final evolutions?
Yes.
Okay, then the answer would be yes, it does share one of those typings. Yes.
That's horrible.
So it has to be, one of its typings has to be fire, water, or grass.
That's not how I interpret it.
Okay, that's what we were trying to ask.
We've got, like, flying, poison, steel, ground, all of those in there now.
Yes, that's how, because you started saying fighting and all that other stuff.
I thought we were trying to rephrase it.
Yeah,
do you want to rephrase it to the grass, water, fire?
Yeah, okay. Rephrase it to, that's what I was initially.
I'll let you have that one for free. It is not one of the basic typings of the starters.
Okay, so neither of its typings are water, fire, and grass. Got it.
Okay. Can it evolve more than once?
No.
So it's basic. Oh, boy.
So we're up to 5 questions. So you got some good information, especially if you read between the lines.
Let's see. Okay. Can one of this Pokemon's typings have a punch move?
Can one of its typings have a punch move? Yes.
So it's electric or
electric ice fighting.
It's not ice because there's no starter.
That's just eliminating fire punch. So thunder punch and ice punch are still viable in any of the fighting punches. So one of its typings at least has electric, ice, or fighting. Unless I'm missing.
Or steel.
Or dark if you count sucker punch.
I'm counting anything. I'm counting anything that has the word punch in it.
Also normal.
Yeah, dizzy punch.
Dizzy punch.
Or comet. Or mega.
I will ask my question. Is this Pokemon bipedal?
No, this is not bipedal.
Dual type.
Yeah, dual type basic. Not basic. Fire, water,
It is, one of its typings is ice, electric, or anything that's associated with a punch that is like fire punch.
Right, so we had normal, electric,
ice, fighting,
and steel,
and dark
and ghost.
That does narrow it down.
Is this?
And it's not bipedal.
Pokemon weak to fighting?
Tell you what, most of this. With that, I'm going to give you that this is quad weak to fighting.
Quad weak to fighting.
Quad weak to fighting.
Dark.
It could be ice, steel.
Could be steel. Don't know. So steel works.
Looks like it'd be Alolan Sandshrew.
Alolan Sandshrew slash. Or no, wait. Alolan Sandshrew. Well, it's not bipedal, so it could be that one.
Could be Pawniard.
Bipedal.
Nice.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Huh. Auron, I guess.
But that's 3 stage.
Yeah.
It's 2 for
him. Ah, yeah. So many questions. I suppose it could be. No, it can't be that.
Is there an ice fighting?
There isn't.
No. Scrawn, it is your turn.
I know. Just give me a moment.
Ice rock.
What about Amora?
Amora
fits the criteria.
Oh.
True.
Okay.
Is this
Pokemon something that has an ability which does this Pokemon evolve form
have an ability that can set weather?
Let me look. You guys are asking tough questions for when I'm on my phone. Thanks, guys. This Pokemon does not have an ability that affects weather.
Okay, so it can't be Amara.
I thought Amara's ability was Glaciate.
The way I asked referred to its final evolution.
Oh.
Yeah.
Amara's gets snowstorm.
Amara's can have snow warning.
Huh. Okay, I didn't know that.
All right, so that's 9 questions down. You have 2 more rounds of questioning before we have to hear what the Pokemon is. Viger, back to you.
So quad weakness, not bipedal.
Can't be Sneasel. So it has to be rock, dark, or ice.
Ice.
Or the combinations.
Or steel.
Or steel. Frick.
Or normal.
Or normal. Jeez.
It just can't be electric.
Is Alolan Rattata bipedal?
That's a good question because it always stands up on its 2 legs.
I think Alolan Rattata I would call bipedal, Rattata I would call.
Yeah, I would call Alolan Rattata bipedal.
I would also call Alolan Rattata bipedal.
Yeah.
Dang.
Because it's always pictured as standing up, so.
Is there a normal ice type? I think so. Normal steel?
So we've essentially the 3 criteria that we've essentially narrowed.
Ooh, shield in. On.
That's true.
Is that rock steel?
Yeah.
Or is it ground steel?
Oh, it's a fossil. It's rock.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. I could narrow it down just by asking if it's a fossil Pokemon.
There you go. That's pretty good.
Is this Pokemon a fossil Pokemon?
Yes, this is a fossil Pokemon.
Does this Pokemon have a shield for a face?
Yes.
Guys, I'm thinking Cranidos here. Alright, so is this Pokemon shield on?
Yes, it is. Nicely done, gentlemen. Way to go. Bosefis, almost at the last minute, pulled it up. You got it in 12 questions. Very nicely done. The Pokemon was shield on.
He's
good
a
job.
Genius. A genius, I'm telling you.
All right, and with that, folks, I think this actually will close out our PuckleCon episode of Game Corner. Catch us back for the next month for a regular episode, and just as a heads up, folks, toward the end of the year, we will have our Tournament of Champions.
All right, folks, and that does it for the special PuckleCon episode of Game Corner. I'm glad we were able to bring this to you and let you listen to this episode and all the stuff that we had going on at PuckleCon. It was a great time, and we hope that we can see you guys out there next year. Just as a quick reminder, folks, make sure you follow us on all of our social medias, such as Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, Tumblr. I did check. We do have a Tumblr. It has some active stuff on it. It's pretty cool. Also, folks, don't forget to check us out on our Discord. Come hang out with us. Come chat with us. I'm always willing to say hi to folks. If you, as you heard before, also if you have a little bit of extra change rattling around in your pockets, become a patron, throw some money at us. It all goes back into the show to make the show better for you. Or come buy a t-shirt at our Tee Public store. And there's more than just t-shirts there. It's actually really awesome what there is there. Yeah, so again, thank you very much for listening. Again, I apologize for the audio quality. It was a little bit low, but we did the best that we could do, so. I'm Professor Snag, and as always, help control the Breject population. Make sure you get your dittos spayed and neutered. Good night.
Bye. It's closing time. Farewell, my
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.